For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sablesmith. Last year, the Federation of State Medical Boards finalized their proposal for a compact that would allow doctors licensed in one state to easily obtain a license to practice in another. Advocates see the compact as a productive step forward, while others view it as an unnecessary infringement on the state's control over who's allowed to practice medicine within its borders. KBIA's Hope Kerwin has the story.
There's a long list of to-dos when applying for a medical license in Missouri. Applicants have to provide detailed verification of their degrees, residency, and previous work experience. Tack on several months for the state medical board to review all these items, and the whole process can take a lot of time. Most physicians go through this process when they are first applying for a medical license. But the Federation of State Medical Boards, Lisa Robin, says there are many doctors who don't stop at one license.
About 15% of physicians in this country have two licenses. Then about 6% have more than two, some up to 20, depending on what specialty they are in and if they are a telemedicine provider.
Telemedicine providers often use video calling or other technology to treat patients across state lines. To do so, they have to have a license in the state where their patient resides. While there is a slightly expedited process for established physicians, for the most part, doctors have to go through the same verification process in every state. That means more paperwork and more waiting. But the Federation has proposed a new way to license physicians that Robin says would speed up this process.
If a state chooses to participate, it would create this compact whereby eligible physicians could very easily apply to practice in multiple states.
Under the Interstate Medical Licensure Compact, a doctor in Missouri who wanted a license in Kansas, for example, would contact the Missouri Medical Board, which would review the doctor's information, then make a recommendation to the Kansas Medical Board for the doctor to receive a license. However, Dr. Jane Orient, Executive Director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, says the compact would unnecessarily supplant a state's usual process for granting licenses.
They would like you to think it's a higher standard, but really it's under the control of the Federation of State Medical Boards, which is really a private organization that sort of credentials itself as being above other people.
But Dr. Karen Edison, director of the University of Missouri's Center for Health Policy, says the proposed standard is not unrealistic, and she says the compact is important in states like Missouri that have a shortage of medical providers.
We do need more physicians in Missouri. We need more of every kind of healthcare provider, and we can use telemedicine to support them.
Regardless, Missouri can't participate in the compact until the General Assembly considers the issue. And so far, Missouri legislators haven't mentioned the resolution as they begin this year's legislative session.
From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, with Hope Kerwin, I'm Bram Sablesmith. Thanks for listening.